It's that time of year where there's no shortage of best of lists. The Seattle Times recently published one about the best Seattle music albums of 2018. But unlike most lists, where you just get one person's opinion, this one pulled music experts from all over the city. KNKX producer Kevin Kniestad sat down with Michael Rietmolder, who covers music for the Seattle Times and curated this list, to talk about the results.
So how many people did you have contributing or voting on this list?
We had roughly 20 people, 20 voters, and it was mostly local writers, people who are covering the local music scene, some radio people, you know, everywhere from the local weeklies and down to, you know, the various blogs.
Okay, so let's get into some of this music now. This is a list of the top 20 Seattle albums of 2018, but let's focus on the top three, the ones that landed in the top three right now. So coming in at number three is a band called Car Seat Headrest with their album Twin Fantasy. What can you tell me about this band and their album?
Well, Car Seat Headrest is a Seattle band that's really gotten a lot of love nationally the last couple of years. You know, pretty big indie rock band. It's kind of the brainchild of Will Toledo is kind of the driving force behind the band. I believe he's originally from Virginia, but he's been living in Seattle for a number of years. And this album was kind of interesting for him because, you know, a couple years ago he had come out with an album that, you know, was really kind of like a big breakout for him and was getting a lot of love nationally. And for this, he wound up going back and essentially re-recording an album that he had done when he was 19, just recorded on a laptop, and just kind of wanted to more fully, I guess, realize, you know, what he had envisioned for it.
All right, so that was Car Seat Headrest. They ended up number three on the list this year with their album Twin Fantasy. Number two on the critics' list of best Seattle albums of 2018 is an album I probably listened to 20 times by now. It's an album called Single Rider by Jen Champion.
Yeah, this was a really great album. This was my personal top pick. Longtime Seattle artist who really kind of shook up her sound on this album. You know, she'd been more known as like an indie rock songwriter with, you know, with kind of hints of emo to it. But this album was kind of like a whole synth pop sort of reinvention for her. You really don't hear any of kind of like the growing pains of an artist who's doing something different. And yeah, it turned out great. It's released on Hardly Art, Sub Pop imprint, which is doing a lot of cool releases. Yeah, I love this one.
That's Jen Champion from her album Single Rider. And number one on the list, Mike, of best Seattle albums of 2018 is actually two EPs from the artist Paris Alexa. Tell us about Paris Alexa and the EPs Bloom and Flexa.
Paris Alexa is somebody that I think a lot of folks around Seattle have been watching for the last couple of years. She turned a lot of heads a couple of years ago performing during Sound Off, which is Mopop's Under 21 kind of battle of the bands that just showcases a lot of the young talent around the Pacific Northwest. And in the couple of years that you know, that it's been since she's done that, you know, she's really starting to come into her own. And what I think we saw here with the two EPs is a young artist who's like really kind of coming into her own style and, you know, still developing, which, you know, I think she just turned 20 years old and has also been kind of reinventing her live show, where she started off doing, you know, one woman performances where she'd be performing with like a looping station. But over the summer, I think it might have been Capitol Hill Block Party where she unveiled like a more of a full band performance, which is going to be a lot of fun to see. I'ma buy a mansion for my mama when I finally make it. Take all my vacations to Bahamas, always celebrate. Ever since my birth, I was the bomb, and now I'm detonating. No, you can't relate. You just can't relate.
All right, that's Seattle artist Paris Alexa, and that was number one on the list of best Seattle albums of 2018. And in addition to the top three there, you also wanted to mention another album that made the critics' list of top 20 Seattle albums of 2018, and rightly so. This comes from probably the most recognizable name on the list, and an album that's getting a ton of attention right now.
Yeah, Brandi Carlile. What an incredible year. And what an incredible record that she put out, too. You know, 6 Grammy nominations this one got her, trailing only Drake and Kendrick Lamar. So that tells you what kind of company that this record is being talked about in.
That's Brandi Carlile, her song The Joke, off her recent album, By the Way, I Forgive You, and that is up for 6 Grammy Awards this year. There's so much diverse music on this list, all different genres. I'm wondering, is there any common thread to any of these, other than them being local? Is there any sort of common thread to these musicians and these albums?
You know, I don't know that there's necessarily any common thread between all of them, but I think you kind of hit it with kind of the range for them. I think that was the coolest thing for me to see. And one thing that I was really hoping for when we decided to sort of cast the net out and get folks, you know, covering different aspects of the scene to cast their votes, is just the number of different types of music that we saw getting included in this. And I think that's really cool. And, you know, certainly speaks to kind of the breadth and depth of the Seattle music scene right now.
All right, Michael Rietmolder covers music for the Seattle Times and is the curator of the Best Seattle Albums of 2018 list, as chosen by local music critics, radio personalities, and other people who keep their eye on the music scene here in the Pacific Northwest. We have a link on our website to the complete list. Just go to knkx.org. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was a pleasure.